Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 23. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Wednesday motivation. So today we're up to the letter F, and the letter F is failure. But it's failure is not an option, right? When it comes to getting to where you want to be. Now, a little quote for you before I start. Success in life comes when you simply refuse to give up, with goals so strong that obstacles, failure, and loss only act as motivation. Right? So one thing I have to say about accomplishing your big goals is you have to keep at it every day, right? Easier said than done, right? But hey, look, you don't want to do work today? Well, I mean, you don't have to, but someone is outworking you, right? So is that going to get you out of your bed to do work? Well, probably. I figured that would do it, right? So you're going to go through the grind of trying to get to your end goal, and, well, you're going to fail at things. There's no question about it. Now, it's just a matter of whether you're going to let those failures define you, or are you going to keep going? Now, failure is not an option for me because, well, look, I've come too far. I mean, I've been doing this for years. So, you know, with just writing alone, it's just been, you know, quite some time. So for me, I am not someone that's going to stop because the results are not there yet. And don't get me wrong, like, you know, I'm posting stuff on, you know, different pages and content and, you know, certain things have worked to me, certain things haven't, you know, Facebook fan pages, they don't work anymore. So, you know, I'm kind of out of loop on that. You know, I was on Twitter, then I got off, but now I'm kind of back on there. And it's more of me just kind of speaking of my life experiences, you know, not even as an author, but just me as a person and seeing things for what they are, you know. And obviously you guys are listening to this podcast, which I'm thankful for. So I've been doing that for a while. I'm revamping my YouTube page. So, you know, for me, I'm trying to utilize everything. So I feel like I am, you know, bound to get to where I need to be, and you guys are bound to get to where you need to be. So don't let failure be an option for you, right? You're gonna take a few losses before you get a few wins. That's just, you know, how things go a lot of times. And, you know, nothing in this process is easy for me, and nothing that you guys are going to do is going to be easy for you. So I just want you guys to know that, you know, I'm utilizing as many platforms as I can to get myself noticed, and it's taking some time, and, you know, somewhere along the lines, I'll figure out my niche, and I want you guys to figure out your niche and what's going to work for you. So social media may work for you, but the old fashioned word of mouth always goes a long way. I'll honestly tell you that. So for me, it's a nonstop, never ending grind for me with all the things that I'm doing. And, you know, I've, you know, spoken about those things in previous podcasts, so I don't, you know, feel the need to, you know, reiterate all of those things. But, you know, to fail, you know, quite a few times for me, you know, I've had moments where, you know, I've thought to myself, well, maybe this isn't for me. But then someone, you know, buys one of my books and they read it and they leave a great review. And then it's like, well, maybe I better not stop. Or, you know, the amount of you guys that continually listen to my podcast every week. And I'm forever thankful for you guys, you know, especially on certain platforms. You know, I do, you know, have you guys listening to me on, you know, a weekly basis, and I count my blessings. That's all I can say. I mean, you guys don't, you know, ever have to, you know, go through, you know, buying any of my books or, you know, getting anything for my clothing line. You know, just the fact that, you know, I do have a listenership, I'm thankful for that. You know, I count my blessings in that regard. So anyway, back to, you know, the whole failure is not an option. You know, the point is that if you really want it bad enough, you're just going to keep working. You're going to keep doing what you're doing. You know, they say, you know, it takes years to build something special and big enough to, you know, where you can honestly make a living doing it. You know? So continue to build your platforms, continue to build your brands. There are going to be the close-knit people that you know personally that are really going to want to see you win because they're not jealous of you, because they're working towards something bigger themselves. So they're going to be looking at you as a motivating factor or as an inspiration. So, you know, for me, I'm doing all that I can to, you know, support people that I meet, if they're a music artist or an artist or anything like that, because it's really necessary. You know, it's great to, you know, do these things, you know, for people, you know, and it's just, it's reposting something. It's having that conversation with people, asking them the questions and picking their brains and seeing, you know, what they've been through, you know, because they've had their share of failures themselves, you know. So I want to instill in your mind that failure is not an option. Do not let, you know, anything keep you from getting to where you need to be. Don't let negativity keep you from getting there. Don't let the obstacles that happen, you know, don't let the voices in your head keep you from getting to where you need to be. You know, and I've been there and dealt with that. Don't let anyone doubt you, even the closest people. More of your support is going to come from people that, you know, you don't know and haven't met yet. Honestly, you know, moving from the East Coast to the West Coast, I have met so many cool people. And the gracious part about all of it is I get to sit with these people on a weekly basis, and we get to have these conversations about what we're reading, what we're working on, and, you know, get to know each other on a more interpersonal level. So for me, once again, counting my blessings, and the world is huge. You know, at the end of the day, there's over 7 billion people in the world, and someone's going to like and appreciate what you're doing no matter what it is. Right? So, you know, nothing you want bad enough will come easy. Otherwise, everyone else would do it, right? Nothing happens overnight. Everything takes time, patience, energy, effort. Enjoy your journey. I will continue to say that. Enjoy and embrace the journey. You know, failing's not the end. Failing's not, you know, a bad thing. Sometimes you have to, you know, go back to the drawing board. And I've had to do that myself plenty of times. Certain things haven't worked for me. Sometimes I'm publishing my books and certain keywords aren't working for me. And, you know, I've got to change that and alter that and do research on, you know, how people are looking for books or anything like that. Sometimes Amazon ads don't work. So you stab away from that. Sometimes my BookBub ads don't work. You know what I mean? So, you know, whatever you're doing, sometimes there are going to be, you know, those few things that aren't going to work for you. So the question is, how are you going to readjust? Because it's all about adjustments in whatever you're doing. Business person, entrepreneur, in school, whatever it is that you're doing, you're going to have to readjust at some point, because things change and people change all the time. The market changes, the economy changes, people change, business changes, budgets change. Whatever you're doing and whatever you're striving for, things are going to change somewhere along the lines. And sometimes you're going to be prepared for it and sometimes you're not. But when you're not, you can't fret, you can't get down on yourself for too long. I mean, you can have your moment, but you know, somewhere along the lines, you got to think to yourself, everything will work out the way it's supposed to. Things will get to where they need to be for a reason. So don't ever doubt yourself, especially, you know, for all of you younger people, the people that are in their 20s or in their early 30s. And even if you're, you know, a listener who's a teenager, I will tell you, don't try to figure out your life right now. If you're in your 20s, don't even try to figure out your life then either. Experience life, enjoy, do whatever you need to do. Fall on your butt a couple of times, get back up, and figure things out. I didn't figure out what I was supposed to be doing until about my early 30s, when I started to fully understand what I was truly gifted at and knew that this was the journey that I was supposed to be on. So don't have regrets, too many regrets either. I mean, we all are going to have regrets somewhere along the lines, but everything goes the way they're supposed to go. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. I'm not going to go on too much longer. I just wanted to really, you know, bring up a good point of not allowing failure to be that option of yours. So enjoy the rest of your week, guys. Book Insight Friday is coming, and it's going to be a good one. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.